This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Robert Breese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo.
Hello, America. This is Robert Breese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Ryan Millsap. How are you, Ryan?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
And Ryan is the CEO and chairman of Black Hole Studios, and this is a top-producing movie studio. I know this last year you won all these awards for Jumanji, Godzilla, Jungle Cruise. Talk about what the studio is.
Well, Black Hole is a huge production facility based in Atlanta, Georgia. About 150 acres. We use about 100 acres right now. 850,000 square feet under roof. And it's really a production facility where Disney, Sony, Warner Brothers, Paramount, HBO, all these big production companies come and use our facility as a manufacturing place for their content.
And what are they looking for when Sony, Disney, when they come for you? What makes something a good facility for production versus a bad one?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We're in a content boom, so there are a lot of facilities that get used. Right now, content creators will use anything with a roof. They're using old sports stadiums, old manufacturing facilities, old warehouses, airport hangars. I mean, really anything that has big, wide, clear span, they will put to use. Now, that's not their ideal. In an ideal world, they have a facility like a Black Hole that is a large, secured facility that has 24-hour security, that has purpose-built sound stages, which are just large, clear-span buildings that are soundproof, that can hold a lot of weight from the ceiling and allow them to build sets and hang lights and do all the things that they need to do when they're manufacturing content. And so that would be their ideal, but there's just, you know, there's a dearth of soundstage space in the world. There's a lot more content that needs to be created than there is space to create it in.
So, quick question. I mean, you were founded Astronomical Growth in 2015. How did you secure such major movies in such a quick time? What's the secret? And this is more, you know, every CEO sees themselves as the top salesperson in the company, or they like to see themselves that way. What insights do you have for a newer company to have such success?
Well, this is like any moment in time where you're creating something that's new. We delivered to the marketplace a facility that was just desperately needed. And so it wasn't that we were magically creating something from new, you know, that was new to the market. We were just delivering to them something that they didn't have enough of, which was a high quality physical space to make content in. And so, you know, that really speaks more to my background in real estate. I'm delivering, not necessarily like creating something new. You know, it's more of a meeting the needs of the client than it is dreaming something up that they didn't know they needed.
And in full disclosure, you're probably the only CEO I know of anywhere who, you're a professor at USC at in real estate, and you leverage that into creating this major motion picture production studio. How'd you do that?
Well, it's back to, you know, taking your strengths and seeing places that you can apply them. Real estate in the last years, 2015, 16, 17, beyond, has become very thin in its returns, right? I mean, if you're building an apartment complex, you might build it to a 6 cap and hope to sell it at a 4.5 cap, and that 150 basis points of spread is very thin. And everything has to go right. And I don't really like to function in worlds that everything has to go right, because if you have any life experience, you know that everything doesn't ever go exactly the way you want. And so I need a much wider margin of safety to make decisions. And so I have to find places that to apply the craft of real estate where other people aren't playing. And in this particular instance, I noticed that there were a lot of there's so much demand from Hollywood, and yet there were no real estate guys who really knew anything about Hollywood. I happen to be a Los Angeles, raised person who had a background in real estate in LA and a lot of friends in production, but I happened to be living in Atlanta at a time when production was booming in Atlanta. And so I can apply the knowledge of Hollywood and the knowledge of real estate in a space where the people in Hollywood didn't really know anything about real estate and where the people in real estate didn't really know anything about production. And so it was a knowledge gap, and it created a huge knowledge arbitrage opportunity for me to come in and provide what they needed.
And there is one lesson to all of the CEOs, a couple hundred thousand listening in. There are always opportunities of things not being done. And if you get yourself at the intersection, you create a new opportunity. But now let's talk about something maybe even a lot more serious, which is the current pandemic we're in and our current situation. You spoke before about uncertain times. Now we are certainly in uncharted waters. What have you learned as a CEO running a company during a pandemic? And right now we're in the heart. Hopefully the heart doesn't get a lot worse over the next 2 months.
I hope not. I mean, these are unprecedented times. I think certainly it's in crisis when you realize how important it is to have the kind of leadership that can deal with blank pages of paper. The majority of business life is administrative. Linear. It's Kaizen, just incremental change to perfection. But then in these moments of turbulence, whether they're turbulence inside of one industry or this kind of a turbulence, which is really global turbulence, macro turbulence, exogenic shock, if you will, these kind of blank pages are a totally different kind of process where you truly have to be willing and able to throw out what you've known and throw out what has worked and rethink everything based on new facts. And I think that's what everybody's seeing from the top down in America, where right now I think we're all a little frustrated with our federal leadership. But at the same time, we have to have grace for them because they've never been through this. They're making it up as they go along, and they're dealing with things that they never planned to deal with. Now, we can have all the criticisms we want about whether or not they should have been thinking about this, but they just weren't, and they didn't plan for it, and they're making it up. Now, what we are also learning is that we don't have a lot of really strong federal leadership that knows how to deal with blank pages and how to make decisions on the fly that can save an economy that otherwise doesn't need to suffer. Right now, I think we're seeing a lot of suffering that is not necessarily required in the circumstance, but it's a natural consequence of the actions that are being taken at the top in the midst of trying to make decisions that are unprecedented.
So what would you do if you were in that role?
Oh, well, I mean, I think the only thing that actually could be done that is the right thing to do in this pandemic is to say we have to revenue replace. We have to, at the federal level, just come in and replace all the revenue in the economy for whatever length of time that we're going to try to press pause on the economy. And we need to do that with impunity, where we just say, whatever revenue existed before, we are going to replace it. We're not just going to replace it with salary base. That doesn't create certainty. We're not going to just allow your mortgage to not be paid. That doesn't create certainty. We are going to actually revenue replace for Disney, for Sony, for Paramount, for Coca-Cola. You name the company, we're going to revenue replace it because we're going to put the entire universe that is America on hold, and we're going to put it on hold for 90 days. And that's probably going to cost us about $1 trillion a month, but at least that's the right thing to do instead of throwing trillions of dollars away and not actually solving the uncertainty, because in uncertainty, businesses will act. And when they act in uncertainty, they start to slash because that's the only thing they know to do. When their revenues are being destroyed, they have to then slash their expenses.
And there you have it. We are speaking with Ryan Millsap, and we're hearing about insights on what we could do, and from a response from federal to the CEOs in a new pandemic world we're in. We're about to take a commercial break. Before we do, what website can people go to learn about Black Hall Studios?
It's just blackhallstudios.com.
Could have almost guessed that. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about something interesting, which is content, and how content will play during this pandemic and post-pandemic. Back in a few.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions, 06604, is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions, 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Brian Millsap, who is the CEO of Black Hole Studios, as well the chairman, and I think co-founder, too. Is that correct?
Well, I'm just the founder.
Just the founder does it all. And, you know, I love speaking with CEOs when they're the founder, because that is so much harder, because every stage of your business, you have different roles, right? And so now you started entrepreneur, you learned something. Then as a founder, what are the different things you learned in different roles in business? And we'll go through that before we start talking about content.
Well, as everybody who is listening to the show knows, there's a lot of different roles for a CEO. And there's a huge difference between a CEO founder and a CEO who's running a stabilized business. I know from my own self-knowledge that I'm a better CEO of a business that is being founded, in that my strength is really in the chaos of the unknown. And as we grow towards greater and greater stabilization, then I pull myself back more into a role that's more like a chairman, because I know that there are a lot of other people that can administer things and grow the linear side of a business in a much more robust way than I can, and that my talents are better served in the blue water of open new opportunity for our business.
So let's talk about blue water. What is the blue water of content?
I mean, the water is deep and it is blue and it is clear. And there's not a, there hasn't been a time when it was even was as clear as it is right now, when everybody's at home absorbing everything on Netflix and everything on Disney Plus and everything on HBO's streaming and Showtime. I mean, the content can't be, right now people are watching things over and over and over, and it makes you realize how little content we actually have, and how much content needs to be produced in order for people to have enough things to watch. Right now, the pipelines are all being absorbed during the content on the backside of this pandemic that is going to create a huge boom beyond the boom that we've already been experiencing, but a huge boom in an understanding of what happens when people are trying to entertain themselves at home.
Hmm. Okay. So what makes for good content right now? What do you hear that people are looking for?
Well, it's, you know, it's good storytelling. That's true in all environments. The stories change. There's going to be a lot of content that is born out of the corona virus and everybody being home, and all of the comedy that comes out of home life when people are quarantined, and all of the drama that comes out of home life when people are quarantined, all of the drama that comes out of a society being thrust into a global pandemic. There's a new zeitgeist about viruses and pandemics that will be exploited by storytellers in Hollywood for years and years to come.
And what is the taste for that? When you look at what people want, how long will they want to hear about what's going on in a pandemic? How much time do they want to spend away from that? And what's the whole balance? How do you know content-wise what's the right balance, Ryan? You're in the heart of it.
Well, I think that's yet to be seen, just because this is a brand new notion. But as we can look at the way that alien movies have been used over and over and over, and war movies have been used over and over and over. You look at the zeitgeist of World War II and how that can span everything from comedy to drama, right? And these stories that become the stories of our cultures get told over and over. And so even when we think about the Civil War that is America and the amount of storytelling around that, these kind of major life milestones for a culture never go away. They just become integrated with with the overall narrative. And so I think this is a big enough thing, the way that 9/11 is so deeply entrenched in our culture now. This coronavirus experience will be something that never goes away as part of the touchstone of our American experience.
And in great times of challenge, always emerge great innovation. What do you think? We know there are going to be a ton of deaths. We know there's going to be economic disasters that will never be recouped. That's pretty much a given. What do you see the potential silver lining of this being, if there is any? What will happen from a societal standpoint and how we can emerge stronger?
Well, I think that obviously some of this is yet to be seen, which of the values that we learn to appreciate and maybe even adopt in this time of pandemic stay with us. But what I'm observing in my friendship circles, what I'm observing in my business life circles, is that people are appreciating their families on a much deeper level than they ever did before, appreciating the time at home with their families, appreciating the family dinners, appreciating a time of life that feels like it's a time hearkening back to an earlier age of simplicity that is easily forgotten. I think it's going to be easier for people to stay home more. I think people are going to travel less. I think people are going to commute less. I think all of that is going to be centered around a deeper family life balance that we are exposing everyone to inadvertently, but it's a genie that's going to be very difficult to ever put back in the bottle, in my opinion, at least in this generation.
And I think we're speaking with Ryan Millsap, and I think that that's a really interesting point, that we could never put the genie back in the bottle. Things will change. So you've about 3 minutes left. Talk about the CEO world. What is your hope with CEOs, what CEOs could learn from this, and how they can lead better and more effectively?
Well, obviously, we all only have jobs if we're making money. So we have to continue to have bottom line understanding in the inside of a corporate environment. But the thing that I'm taking away, and I would love to hear other people's thoughts on this, too, as we all kind of collectively reflect together. The thing I'm taking away is that there are going to be means by which the companies in this country and internationally can better care for the earth, can better care for each other, and just learn to be more communally minded. Not necessarily that we're going to shift to some sort of socialism, because I don't think that's the right answer. But I do believe that inside of a capitalist community, that community mindset, to where we're doing profitable things that also result in the good of the earth and the good of our communities. And I think we're all going to learn how to do that better together. And this is going to be an opportunity to have that conversation taken more seriously, because all of our employees will have experienced something that was dramatic and causing them to be open to change. All of our customers have experienced something that's dramatic that's going to cause them to be open to change. And that together we can now make the shifts that we think are the best inside of the global shift that's happening from an understanding perspective and from an experience perspective.
And there you have it. We've been speaking with Ryan Millsap, and really what you're hearing is that CEOs have an opportunity. The genie's never going to go back in the bottle, but now we have an opportunity to recreate the world as we want it to be. And what you're talking about, the capitalism, I remember my first conversation with John Mackey, the founder and CEO of Whole Foods, was creating something called conscious capitalism, which was building capitalism at the heart, but it was creating a good heart to drive the world that we want to build. So on that note, again, Ryan, a pleasure having you on the CEO show. Much continued success at Black Hole Studios and with the personal passion that you have to build a better world.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Carly Fiorina. How are you, Carly?
I'm well, Robert. How are you doing today?
I am good, and we've spoken numerous times with you in the past, and we're going to speak about important issues like women in leadership, how people become CEOs. But let's start right now with the obvious issue, which is we're in a pandemic. You've been through so many crises through your career, so as a leader, talk about what your take is of where we're at as a society right now.
Well, of course, this is an unprecedented time. It's trite to say so, but it's true to say so. It is unprecedented. And yet there are certain things that are always true in every crisis. One is that we rediscover how connected we all actually are. I think sometimes in the good times we set aside our connections and what holds us together, and we focus instead, unfortunately, so often on our divisions and what sets us apart. And it takes a crisis sometimes to remind us that we all are connected. We're connected in our communities. We're connected in our world. We're connected in terms of impact in one part of our country or one part of the world on others. And so I think that is true in every crisis. I think the other thing that's true in every crisis is leadership matters. Leadership matters hugely. And again, I think in the good times, in the easy times, we can get confused about what leadership looks like. We can think, oh, well, a leader is someone who's rich or famous or popular or influential. But actually, that has nothing to do with leadership. And it doesn't even matter what position or title someone holds. A leader is someone, particularly in a crisis, who can have the courage to see the truth, to speak the truth, and to act on the truth, and who also can have the character to give others around them purpose by focusing not just on what has to be done in the moment during the crisis, but also what is possible in the future. Because it's that focus on the future that gives people purpose in the midst of a very difficult present.
How does someone do that? How does someone see the future? As you said, it sounds ordinary or trite, but these are unprecedented times. So when you're in unprecedented times, how do you actually see what the future is?
Well, I think there are two ways. First, if you're an organization of some kind, of any size really, presumably you had a plan about your future. You had certain things that you had decided were important to your future. Now is the time not to abandon that plan, but to reexamine that plan and say, for example, are there things going on now that cause me to shift my assessment of some of those plans, or are there things going on now that can help me make progress on those plans? Let me give you a very simple example. A business, I run a small business today, a charity, I run a public charity today. We can look at these times as extremely difficult they are, but we can also look at these times as an opportunity to redouble our connection to our customers, to the clients we serve. We can look at these times as an opportunity to try and strengthen the loyalty of our customers to ourselves. When I was leading Hewlett-Packard and we had the terrorist attacks and the dot-com bust, we also happened to have, on a bigger scale, just announced the largest merger in technology history. That was a big part of our future. We could not abandon those plans. We actually had to double down on those plans and get it done in the midst of a huge crisis. And so it is a quality of leaders that they have the imagination to see the future and to act on that, even as they're making the tough calls in the present.
That's really interesting when you're saying stay with your plans, double down. Now, a lot of plans are contingent on also technologies. And as we look at things like augmented reality, which is really coming into favor now, and we look at just a fundamental thing like video conferencing, what is your take on how you plan for the future if you don't yet know what the technology is, or are you saying that that's not really what it is? You have to stay true to the core of your plan and then just evolve as it goes.
Well, first let me say that I don't want to sound naive here. I mean, I realize that there are loads of businesses right now who can't figure out how to survive over the next day or two. There are existential crises. Even in those existential times, however, businesses serve customers. They connect with their employees. People will make better decisions, for example, about how and when to furlough employees if they think about the requirement in the future to bring those employees back, instead of just saying, my job is to get rid of as many as possible as quickly as possible. With regard to technology, and by the way, I'm also not saying double down on your plan without reassessing it in light of the crisis. There are certain things that change because of a crisis, and technology is one of them, to your point. Telemedicine, for example, was about something like 15% of people's connection with a healthcare professional before this crisis. I think telemedicine is going to be hugely used going forward. It'll probably be 80%+ going forward. I think people have gotten used to virtual telework far more quickly than they would have without this crisis. I tend to think of technology always as a tool, not an end in itself, but a tool. So for me, it's always about how do I use the tool of technology to further the strategic goals of a team or an organization.
Now, website, I was looking, and what I really liked is you had very personalized impact on what is Carly, and you're one of the few people in America, Carly is like a brand, you're like Madonna. What does Carly think of how you get through this? And you gave two different ideas about how you confront your fears. Talk about what those ways are. And that's, by the way, your website, if people want to go, is
CarlyFiorina.com, and you can connect with me on LinkedIn as well as Facebook and Twitter, all those things. But the website is CarlyFiorina.com.
Okay, so just on the front page, you had some really interesting insight and two steps about confronting fears. Talk more about that.
Well, courage is an incredibly important part of leadership, always. Because without courage, a leader cannot act. Without courage, a leader cannot withstand criticism. And criticism is always the price of leadership. So courage is key, but the thing is, courage is never the absence of fear. It's overcoming fear. And everybody's afraid of something. And particularly in times like this, people are afraid of all kinds of things. And so they're afraid for their family. They're afraid for themselves. They're afraid for their health. They're afraid for their life. They're afraid for their business. In my experience, and I've had a lot of practice in getting over fears, the way to get over your fear is to start by confronting it. And that means very simply asking yourself, out loud actually, what am I afraid of? And then naming it. What am I afraid of? I'm afraid I'm going out of business. I'm afraid I'm going to get sick. I'm afraid someone I love is going to die. I'm afraid I'll have to lay off all my employees. The point is, if people will say their fear out loud and confront it, then all of us can deal with it. Okay, what am I going to do? And the next step that is very helpful, again, based on experience, is to, once you've named your fear, confronted your fear, it loses a little bit of its power as soon as you say it out loud.
So that's the key to saying it out loud.
Saying it out loud. In fact, writing it down is even more helpful. Get it out of your head. Get it out of your head and get it down on a piece of paper and then ask. And, you know, I faced the fear of death personally. I faced the fear of a child's death, which unfortunately came true. You know, fears about a business, et cetera. So I have had a lot of practice at this. But then to say, okay, what's the worst thing that can happen? What is the worst thing that can happen? And say that out loud, too. Extra credit if you write it down. The worst thing that can happen is I die. The worst thing that can happen is someone I love dies. The worst thing that can happen is I go out of business forever. Because as soon as you deal with the worst case, then you can start to think about the best case. Okay, how do I make sure that doesn't happen? What do I do to try and prevent that worst case? And what can I do to make a best case? I'll survive this. My business will have more loyalty from my employees and my customers when this is over. Then you're in the process of planning for the future. And action dispels fear. Fear paralyzes. Action dispels fear.
And on that powerful note, we're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about women and what women can do to drive their careers forward, especially in this type of situation that we're in. And all of you know, step one, write down your fears, say them aloud, and confront them, and that will help courage emerge. Back in a few.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only
$6. Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Carly Fiorina, and we've been getting just some terrific advice about preparing for the future, being a leader, allowing your courage to emerge, confronting fear. So now I want to talk about a topic you and I have spoken about in the past. It's really, to me, probably the economic driver of America that hasn't happened. It's obvious that there's more than 6.8% of talent in women, and somehow there are so few Fortune 500 CEO women. I believe you are the first ever. Is that correct?
That is true.
That is true. So how do we as a society get to 50 Fortune 500 women, and then let's talk about women entrepreneurs as well. But that's the one thing I want to know. Why isn't it happening? Is it a pipeline issue? Is it a P&L issue? What is it?
So first, just to state the facts, there are more men named James who are CEOs in the Fortune 500 than there are women.
It's actually named John, because I know this one inside out.
Well, it's stunning.
It could be named James, too.
Yes.
Oh, my God. So,
yes, it's
oh,
James.
My God.
It may be John as well, but it certainly is James. Look, let me just say, here is what is holding us back. It's not a pipeline issue. It's not an education issue. It's not a qualifications issue. It's not a skills issue. Here's what it is. People are most comfortable with people like them. People are most comfortable with people they already know. People are most comfortable with people who look like them and sound like them. And so the reality of that is that the people who are at the table and in the room tend to bring more of their own to the table and in the room. That's just a fact. And yet, it's also true that if people will start with the fundamental, I am going to have a diverse slate of candidates for every single job. I am going to get over my tribal bias that I'm most comfortable with somebody who's just like me. By the way, we're all like that. It doesn't mean we're bad people. It just means that in a boardroom, for example, everybody still kind of looks alike, and they all know each other, and they perceive someone who's different, a woman, a person of color, someone they don't know, they perceive that person as more risky. And so we have to take extra care to have interviewing processes that are gender and color blind, to make sure that people understand, you know what, the fact that you don't know them, you've never met them before, they're different from you, this could actually be a huge benefit, not a risk. It works when we do it that way. I mean, I've done it in organization after organization. The data is crystal clear. Diverse teams achieve better outcomes. They're better decision makers. They achieve higher returns. The data's clear here. And meanwhile, by the way, just to add to the amazing nature of our current, let's say, lack of progress, corporate America is spending $8 billion a year on diversity and inclusion training. So guess what? We know it's a problem, and yet we're not solving the problem. I have a whole set of digital curriculum on how to actually build a diverse team, which is a more effective team. People can go on to CarlyFiorina.com. But we know how to do this. Now we just have to get over our own biases and do it.
So we just have a few minutes left. I want to shift towards the crystal ball of the future. Post-pandemic, how do you think society will change? You already spoke about things like taking time now to be with customers, spending time building relationships, creating connectivity. You're talking about telemedicine before. What do we all need to know about what the future will hold and what your hope for society will be?
Well, let me talk about what I hope are the lessons we learn. And, of course, learning lessons is always a choice. But I think there are three. Number one, we all are connected. And that has big policy implications. So, for example, of course, we now know this disease came from far away, China, now actually they think Europe. But the point, and not only did the disease come, but the parts to build the respirators that we need to save people's lives come from far away, too. We're all connected. Migrant workers who are illegal have gotten letters saying they're essential because they're picking our food. In other words, out of sight cannot be out of mind. Far away is actually closer than we think. We are all connected, and it has policy implications. We ought to be thinking now about what happens when this pandemic hits homeless communities and prison populations. Maybe we don't want to think about those vulnerable groups, but what happens to them impacts us. We are all connected. Lesson number one. Lesson number two, it's what we started to talk about at the beginning. All of us now, I think, have to lengthen our view. We had gotten to be a very short-term oriented society. Consumers were spending their whole paycheck every month. Companies cared more about the short-term stock price than they did about anything else, which is why you saw companies spending all of their cash in the good times, buying back their stock and loading up on cheap corporate debt. And then, by the way, the bad times come because they always do. We need to lengthen our view and prepare for the future that may not be as good when the times are good. That's sort of finance 101, but somehow we forgot that. And number three, leadership matters. It's not about position. It's not about title. It's not about how rich you are. It's not about how popular you are. Leadership matters. And a lot of politicians don't lead, and we ought to be more demanding as citizens of what we expect from people who hold positions of leadership.
And on that inspiring note, our interview is now at an end. But, Carly Fiorina, it's a great pleasure having you on the CEO Show. Truly, this is wisdom that everyone could learn from. And just remember, write down the fears. That's the first thing to do, and face with courage.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.